This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
It's episode 12. We're going to dinner. We're at dinner. We're having a therapy session. We're all trying to get laid. And we're drinking triple shaken dirty martinis. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Do you like this music, Grant?
I do. I like it.
That's
very
LA.
Yes.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's Wednesday. Welcome to After Buzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. Chelsea's out, but I have some guests, some After Buzz royalty. Introduce yourself, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, party people? I am Erica Edwards.
Hey, guys, from the podcast Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's Grant's Rants. It's good to be back to chat, Housewives.
Yes, guys. I'm so happy to have you guys.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yes, Chelsea held it down last episode by herself. So shout out to her. Man. She was holding it down while I was in Vegas drinking martinis like the ladies were tonight.
Yes.
I'm still recovering because, I'm at that new transitional age where drinking really hurts for days.
It hangs on your shoulders.
How do these women do it? We're going to talk about it.
Everyone's how does Tinsley do it? Because Bethany was looking cray-cray. But Tinsley was looking refreshed.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Some Tinsley love.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
It's going to be an interesting show. You might want to stick around.
Sure.
Something interesting that popped up before we get into the actual episode. You know, the trip is coming up. That's when you know it's rearing towards the end. It's been a long season. A lot of Luann BS. And you know how I feel about Luann. She's my favorite. But it's been a roller coaster life. Is it a cabaret? We know there's a reunion and there's a lot of fashion. So I have the pictures. I want to do like a little best dressed real quick before we get into the episode. And make sure to stick to the very end because it's going to be fabulous. Pull up these photos. From the left, we have Sonia, if you can only hear us. We have Sonia, Dorinda, Bethany, Luann, Tinsley, and Ramona. Ramona in Ramona Blue. Tinsley in this like periwinkle, Luann in this black glitter, Bethany in this fabulous dress, a rainbow thing almost, like Moschino, almost, like Dorinda in the gold, and Sonia in this, what do we call this, aqua?
I would call it too tight teal. But I love teal and I love Sonia. I love teal and I love Sonia, but
okay, so who do we think?
I think Sonia is very age appropriate in this outfit for those listening. It's a high neck. She's got her hair is laid. It looks good. Dorinda, she went for too many spray tans beforehand.
She looks orange.
But I do like her. But, I had to kind of do a triple take. So I was like, who is this girl with this dark skin and this like bleach blonde hair?
She kind of looks like the Oscar statue, right?
Looks like she should be on Real Housewives of Miami, that other one.
I don't really care for Luann's look. If I had to give someone perhaps a do-over,
it's
I would
give
it
to classic. Her. Which is fine, but it's the reunion. We just want some
high slit.
I don't know about this. What do we think about Tinsley here? Prom, right?
It's prom, but I love purple. So I'm feeling her purple rain passion dress. And I actually do like Sonia's dress, although it does seem a little tight to me. But I love the color, and I do agree with Grant, the neckline on her. It looks very, like, when you want to be sexy, catch a man, but not look like you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
That's a good dress for that. I'm not a fan of blue, but I'm not hating Ramona's dress either, really.
Well, that's her signature color for the reunion. It's always Ramona blue. But there's, like, a party going on. There's, like, these ruffles.
It's very low cut in the front. Very low.
It's very Blue Gatsby.
She looks
almost.
Good.
I like
Ramona, but she looks good.
Yeah, she keeps that body tight.
Ramona two looks then. My vote would be for Bethany and Ramona.
I say Sonia and Dorinda.
I would say Tinsley, prom purple, and I would say maybe Tinsley and Ramona.
I can't believe no one liked Bethany's dress.
Here's what it is. With Bethany's fringe. Dress. I think it's very, I think Bethany's, well, I like.
We have one more, we have a couple photos actually. Can we move on to the other photo?
Yeah, see some other ones.
Here's Bethany. Can we zoom in a little? Oh, there are the dogs.
Now, this is from yesterday, right? They just shot this.
They just shot this. Yeah, it's fresh off the boat. But look at the fringe on the legs. It's cute. Okay, I like it.
I didn't see that.
I couldn't see that from the photo. That actually.
Yeah, we're looking at a monitor that is kind of far. And so, you know, it is what it is.
And if you look up, there's like a SUV in the background. If you zoom up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A little bit. Look, there's Dorinda in the window.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. That's
and I think we have one more photo and then we can move on.
Okay.
Because we got a show to do.
What else are they doing in these pictures?
So all right. So, yeah. What I saw. It's just like a nice, cozy little family there. Barbara probably took the photo.
Okay.
Yeah, no pictures of Barbara.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. You have persuaded me with these other pictures, these other shots of Bethany's dress. I am starting to like it.
Isn't it bad?
Yeah.
I think it's very...
I like the styling of it. I wasn't feeling the rainbow colors particularly, but it is kind of classy. It's very classy. Yeah. She's been classy this whole season. I've liked a lot of her outfits.
I still don't like... Luann's look in this.
No,
this
it's too. Yeah.
She's very exposed.
Yeah,
in this
it's too bare shoulder. Too a lot of shoulder there.
And a lot of leg. The whole leg is out.
And not just that, you have to be of a certain something to wear strapless. You know what I mean?
Because
the strapless bra has to work too hard sometimes.
Yeah,
it's
well, decent. I see you guys in the live chat. Hello, Sarah. And she says great panel already, and
Hello.
She votes for
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
She
Thank
votes
you.
For Dorinda and Bethany. Adam says hi that he loves Grant.
Oh, hi, Adam. Hello.
And Deborah's here. I see others in the live chat. They just haven't peeped in yet. But if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you so much. Give us a 5-star rating now. And if you haven't subscribed, subscribe now and let us know in the comments or the chat that you subscribe to two or more of our channels. And we'll shout you out on the show because we're the ESPN of TV talk. So let's move on. Let's get into the show. We have a lot to talk about. I'm going to dive right in because we've been talking dresses. Like this is, you know, what's a... Remember, what's that show with Melissa Rivers?
Oh, Fashion Police.
Fashion Police up in here. Yes. Fashion Queens. We're moving on. We don't know what we're talking about. I don't know anything about fashion. Maybe they do, but I don't.
Can I just point out, though, the reunion seating?
Yeah.
I want to know why Ramona is on the end.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that on Twitter.
And
why? So it's between Luann, right? Is next to Andy. And who's the other one? Bethany.
Bethany. Oh,
Bethany
okay.
and Luann are head to head.
I think they're giving Luann too much attention. I don't think that she warrants being in that spot personally. I don't.
Well, I think
this is what we've been dealing with all season.
Exactly.
Though.
I think if she continues to blow out with Bethany, though, that might be how she gets that spot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't get why she's doing any of this. Let's dive in. Luann says she's been overusing the card, Bethany. I don't think she has. But Bethany says, look, I don't want a fruit basket. Just don't talk about my kids. Luann says, Dorinda says Luann doesn't know how to take accountability right now. And she hasn't. I don't think she ever has. And, you know, we've been to this rodeo before. And finally she spit it out. You know, maybe it was out of spite that I spoke about Bryn. What do we think about this? And Bethany has a boyfriend named Paul. Pauls are usually kind of cute.
I don't know how I feel about the thing with her daughter. I mean, the stakes are so low. I mean, you know what I mean?
I know, it's not that big of a deal.
It's hard for me to, like, take a stance. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can, with the stupid Beverly Hills, I can take a stance with that show because it drives me crazy. But with this, it's like, you know... I don't know. I think at this point they have to understand that that's just how Luann is as a person. She's that kind of friend. She's that kind of bougie-ass bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just who she is. I mean, I know they have to talk about it. They're paid to talk about it, so they have to take a stance. But, I mean, at some point you're just going to accept people for who they are. I mean, come on.
Well, see, I think... It's two ways, because I think that Luann is doing exactly what she says Bethany is. Like, Luann's always playing that, oh, I just got out of recovery card.
Yeah.
And so now I get the room that I want. I get to say what I want. And then, like, I'm just in recovery. You might drive me to drink type thing. Mm. And but Bethany and also just lost Dennis. So she has her own little, you know, struggles going on. And so it's tough because I think on both sides, as Grant said, you have to accept people who they are. They've been on the show forever. Bethany has always been like hypersensitive to every little thing. She's going to take you to toe. So, you know.
And they get really hypersensitive when they're in the woods and they're just like upstate. And it's different. They're like not even in the Hamptons, which is like the fun kind of the woods. Like on the way to the Hamptons, you pass like Fire Island and all these forests that are considered fun. But like upstate New York, not even like the Berkshires, like near, you know, Great Barrington where Dorinda's from. Like, you can't even crash that. I don't know. They're in like Rhineback, New York, which I've never even been to. It's a part of New York that I probably will never explore. It's just, it's too much. I don't know. Yeah. So
somebody posted in one of the Facebook groups the Google Maps link to it.
Yeah.
The
oh my God, where was it?
New house, and it was just like this like windy country road, and it's like off, you know, think like you drive off the road off of like a little windy driveway, right. And then it's kind of located right there,
secluded.
Yeah, very. You couldn't even see it from the street. I mean, you could just drive by, bike right by.
This is what she was trying to go for, you guys. I've been to Luann's house. Pulled all the way up to her gate.
The Sag Harbor house.
Yeah, the Sag Harbor house. And like, I still know her address by heart. I'm not going to say it, though, because she still owns it. But I literally rolled down the window, and I could touch her white picket fence because it's like the size of, you know, it just goes up to my hip. It's a tiny little white picket fence. The road is right there. It's right there. There's not even a sidewalk. So it's very invasive. Wow. I could see why she didn't feel exactly safe. But I don't know. If I lived there, I would make it safe. Like, I would have a dog. I would have signs up. I would have a gate. You know what I mean? Like, I'm from the streets, so I think we know how to protect ourselves. Gotta have a couple of guard dogs in the yard. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The kind that people are scared of.
I like the idea of going to, like, a chalet out of the city. And, like, I've never done this, but I would like to do this and sit for a weekend in front of a fireplace and relax. But I don't know if I would go and buy a house and do all that. That's, like, a whole lifestyle. I don't think I would enjoy it.
Just do an Airbnb.
I'm a people person. That's too secluded for me. I know there's a little town, but unless you know everybody in town, like, why would you do that to yourself?
No wonder the girls were like, we're moving to a hotel to get drunk. And that was like the one thing I agreed with Tinsley. So Ramona brought secondhand flowers and cake, and then something interesting happened. Ramona's history started to come out. Like, brother problems, family problems, cremation decisions, lots of darkness in her past, which really shapes who Ramona is. But except when she talks about this, it's when she's being accused of horrible things that she's really, really done. So she kind of brings it up as an excuse. But this time it was different. It was unwarranted. It was not solicited. It was just brought up naturally, and people were receptive to it, to the point where it became an entire therapy session. This was the entire episode. We were in this hotel, in this restaurant, you know, just drinking the night away. Half the room was trying to get laid. Half the room was in a therapy session. It was very, very interesting. But it was a bad situation. She was left no money, which was something that really stuck out in the episode. And I know this is really a very deep, painful thing to talk about, but the way she worded it, what is bequeath?
Well, that's like a formal, I guess it's a legal term.
Yeah, like in wills, like, and stuff, it's like what you are giving.
I leave you
like the house, or I bequeath you the house or whatever, but I bequeath you absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, that is cold.
It's cold. But I was thrown off by the word. I was like, whoa, was
I get how that hurts, but also, like, Ramona's been successful, and it's like, you know what I mean, like, she doesn't need that money. I get it, though. From a parent, it hurts. But, like, also, she should almost feel even stronger in herself to say, you know what? I actually don't need it. I've built a bigger life than he had on my own. You know what I mean? Like, there's a way to kind of get past that. But, yeah, I mean, to get that, I mean, you expect something, hurts.
But then again, when they showed the clips, she actually only made up with her father 2 weeks before he passed. So, realistically, if he got sick suddenly,
it's crazy.
I'm not sure. I don't recall, actually, why, you know, what causes death, but he might not have had time to redo it since they made up. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I mean, it's probably what happened if he passed 2 weeks after they kind of reconnected.
I remember watching that episode, and I didn't really feel it during that episode, but when we watched it back tonight, I kind of did believe her a little bit more. Yeah. And it's a really bad situation. If you think about all the stuff that she's been through, it really shapes how this person has become.
They asked her when her father passed. Did we see any of that play out on the show? Did we hear about any of that? I don't recall that coming up in years past. I'm trying to think of like where she was in story on The Real Housewives when her father passed, because she said it was only 3 years ago. So I'm trying to think of like what was going on in the story, like what was like.
Wait, no, her father passed 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Her brother passed 3 years ago.
The brother, and sorry.
But I thought that same thing when they brought it up. I was like, I don't remember her ever mentioning it, and I know I was watching this show 3 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't even
too.
Remember
that
her ever even saying,
point.
Like, you know, like on Beverly Hills, Lisa Vanderpump has been talking about the death of her brother.
Yeah,
I don't remember Ramona ever saying anything.
Huh. Well, let us know in the chat, because I know you guys are watching and listening. Let us know.
Yeah.
I don't see anything other than you guys love Rhinebeck. Adam, I don't know. Tell me about what is there to do there? Other than drink. That's what I would do. Triple shake and dirty martinis are coming.
You could always go to the Crown or whatever.
Where the queens were?
Yeah. where was that? Like, and what was that?
Luann found them. She probably found them on Grindr. She was like, where's this bar at?
Were the queens in Rhinebeck or were they in Kingston? That's another question.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Because Kingston was not such
Margarita
a great area.
It wasn't my high income.
You know, but Rhinebeck was
where Margarita
so much
came from?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's do a little shimmy for the vodka, because when the triple shaken martinis came out, I knew it was going to be a good night. But I thought, like, you know, Dorinda was going to turn or someone was going to get to a fight. Instead, they opened up their hearts. And it was like a therapy session. And Dorinda was like, tell me more. Have you been hurt? And Ramona was like, there was no love. There was no love from anybody.
Yeah.
It was really, really sad.
I love that, what's her face, Dorinda had to give everyone hugs if there's anything
I
ever did to
if
you.
If I was ever rude to you, I'm so sorry.
Bitch, you had.
Yeah.
You have been very rude to me before.
Where is that emotion going to become this reunion? Is she going to be able to hold herself back because what's her face had an abusive childhood? That's going to be long forgotten, already evaporated into things. In air. Oh,
so
Lord.
Adam said, gotta love those country boys on Grindr up there.
I don't know. Where the hell did you find this? And by the way, they must have
reception.
All I can think of is like fire codes, because like they were upstairs in that little itty bitty staircase with a camera crew, a little stage with a keyboard.
Oh, honey,
and
it's
like
upstate. Anything
25
goes.
People yes. sitting yes. there. I mean, that must have been a disaster.
I mean, I've partied in the Hamptons, and that feels small. Already, like, it is tiny. Montauk is a tiny little town, and that's why I'm like thinking, like, Summer House, they just must rock that island, that little area down there. Just trash everywhere. Make sure to check on to It's Bravo, Bitch, featuring Hollywood Leon next week. We're gonna talk about this. But let's get back. God, there's a lot happening. Margarita, the Cuban lady, singing. Sonia's hair that looked electrocuted. She looked like she was trying to do like a blowout.
But it
was more like rosé over poofing.
She reminded me of how they used to tease their hair in the 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was
why
like,
do you think I was doing the motion?
I was like, is this a hairspray?
Is this her big night out in Rhinebeck?
I was like, oh my gosh.
If you are going to test out a new look, though, maybe something like, maybe not on camera, but, you know, maybe going out of town and like going to a place where people aren't so judgy. You know, she's not up in the Upper East Side.
Hilarious.
She's like, oh. So I guess that's something to you. It could test the waters.
Exactly. And it took Barbara to be like, yeah, I like that.
I was with Dorinda.
Because, you know, Barbara is sexually fluid, so she likes everything.
Barbara, did you notice Barbara in the kitchen when they were making eggs during that weird breakfast scene?
Yeah.
Barbara was like, so they were like screaming at you, and Barbara came in for the cuddle. I'm like, she's used to being kind of like that alpha in that relationship area.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for
sure. I could just see it working for her. I think she should explore that more. Maybe because I wanted the long-haired, dirty-haired guy to myself.
Really?
Out of everyone that was there, Grant, who else was I going to pick?
Oh, well, sometimes you can go home alone. I mean, yeah, sometimes you just have to call it a night.
We're in upstate New York. What else is there to
Grant
do?
Grant said you can go home alone.
No, I don't want
Grant,
to.
You have to live a little. You know what I'm saying?
There's I don't want to.
There's nothing wrong with a white boy with an afro. You got to live your best life.
Well, you didn't invite me, and Bravo supported us with the montage flashback. Ramona lied. This is what I don't get. What's more happening than your TV castmates? Why are you choosing to hang out with other people that are just using you to be on TV?
My friend from Mykonos.
My friend, can I sit with you? Oh, yay, I'm so excited. Like, bye, Dorinda. Bye, girl. Bye,
oh,
I'm leaving.
Oh, my gosh.
It's different if you're leaving someone for some D.
Not even just that. She's like, and then the other girl, I don't forgot her name, but she's like, I want to invite Sonia. No.
That was so crazy.
not country bumpkin, Sonia and Dorinda.
I would like to invite Sonia.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, no. I'm not in charge of the list. I didn't do anything. It's just my birthday. I'm just here to show up. Ramona, you're so full
of
shit.
More importantly, Ramona, we need to pass you a note. You're on a TV show. Sweetie.
Yeah, your mic is on.
Your mic is on.
I remember talking about this story on my podcast in early fall, waiting for this Angel Ball story to come around because I knew it was going to be big. But I actually applaud the show because they didn't make a whole like episode, two episodes out of this. They introduced it as a flashback because the show is so well produced that they don't need to devote like a bunch of stuff to this.
Right.
It's like a kind of an afterthought. Part of the conversation versus the whole story.
Exactly.
If this was Beverly Hills, this would be the only
thing
going on.
This would be three seasons.
No, but yeah, it was that bad, though. Like, it was so bad. We could have made an entire season out of this. Like, you, like, arguing, all of you interjecting at this charity event. Yeah. This lady was sexually abused, and you're over here going, hey, the predator's still out there.
Ramona couldn't pronounce the girl's name half the time.
And writing Birdie.
Oh, my God.
She was a Birdie.
You know, Birdie tweeted, and Birdie was like, we made $300. Andy, can you retweet this motherfucker so we can get some more freaking... Yeah, they made $300.
Oh, that's sad. That's really sad.
This is what I got on Twitter. Send me the link if it's wrong, boo-boo. Okay?
Yeah, no, really.
That's sad.
Hi, Give Me Shelter. He's saying, Leon, hi, I see you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, live chat.
Yeah, Ramona is unbreakable. She's just ridiculous. She's nonstop. But she opened up tonight. She starts crying, and here comes more history and more abuse. And honestly, it was refreshing because the ladies kind of came together, and it was different from just the arguing that was right around the corner that was inevitable. It was going to come and just came in the morning with Dorinda and Ramona. But it was interesting. They're just in a sharing mood, and it was well received because it wasn't an excuse for bad behavior. Tinsley is being like a little queen hater. She's like, only Luann would find like the only gay bar in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. For everyone on the dance floor, yes, everyone is gay because everyone's drunk and dancing.
Yeah. Right.
Do you think he's gay? And Tinsley's like, who cares?
I can relate to Tinsley, though, when she chose the wrong one to go out with. She's like, oh, wait, I picked B. I should have picked A. Like, why am I here?
Exactly.
Like, that woman never knew the lyrics to that song, and she was just singing that one line the whole time.
She sang one sentence, not even, like, elegant. She didn't, she said elegant. She only said elegant. She wouldn't even say, like, my friends. Like, she didn't even finish it. It's crazy.
I feel for Tinsley because, like, Tinsley is, like, always, because she's the kind of the floater. I mean, you know, she's not really on team anybody. So she just chose the wrong team, that one. I actually think I would be friends with Tinsley.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I would be friends with Tinsley, like, after she kind of, like, found herself and, like, kind of became, like, a badass chick. And she was like, ugh, God, well, season one and two of Tinsley, I was so like this whiny crybaby and like crying over Chubby Scott. Like, I found my shit. I'm hot. I'm on a TV show. I can get any guy I want. I'm a downtown badass chick.
I don't
want
to hear anything about Scott. I don't want to hear anything about eggs.
Yeah.
And the I know that's her story, but like the whole motherhood storyline. Yeah, that's her own thing. But like, I don't really need to be involved in all that. I just want to be there for a good time.
She's cool. She can drink, but she's like whiny. So I think I would be friends with her, but I'd be like, Sonia, sooner or later, I'm going to have have a drunk meltdown and be like, look, girl, you cute, you blonde, get your life.
Well, that's what happens.
I know. Get your life together.
Get your life.
Sonya gets drunk and goes off on her. Exactly. She's like, you're stupid. Yeah. So, I don't know. Dorinda's like, let's dig a little deeper on the other side of the bar. Tell me more. And she's like, it was scary. And then Bethany opens up. So it felt like half the room was trying to get laid and half the room was in a therapy session. But everyone was having a good time, which it's good because we're in upstate New York. And, you know, what else are we going to do except get drunk and dance with gay guys and have a therapy session with your girls over some wine and put it on TV. Yeah. So, you know, it's breakfast and the girls are reuniting. The bacon is going. And Dorinda and Ramona just decide to kind of go at it at first. It was very surface at first. Like, oh, you're making that face? Like, I'm going to make that face. And at first, Ramona was like, that doing that fake annoying laugh that she's kind of produced this season.
Yeah.
Like this new thing where she just wants to laugh in the middle of scenes where they could be potentially turned into something more. That's exactly what happened. It kind of snowballed into something that was harboring it from that charity party.
Exactly, because Ramona has this way of sort of gaslighting a situation where she'll be like, what? Why did you say that? Why are you upset with me?
You brought it up, and then you blame it on Sonya.
I just was talking. Like, she does that she does that a lot with people. Like, she doesn't understand why they're upset with her.
I don't think Sonya gets enough credit, though, because she will make jabs and put blame on Ramona right in front of her. She'll say, oh, okay, we're going to say this now. Okay. And, like, you know, I think if someone did that to me publicly, I'd probably be annoyed.
Yeah.
But I think Ramona, maybe she doesn't even realize it's happening. Yeah. But I give credit to Sonya for not always just being the hanger-on and the yes man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? She calls her out.
Because you can Ramona-size it.
She's like, she needs to hear it.
Yeah, she'll definitely
give it to you.
She does it on the reunions, too. I'll have to see on this one. Because I think she's good. She holds Ramona as responsible as you could hold that woman. You know, she deflects.
Without taking it too serious where it's going to become hurtful. Because if you really dwell on the things that Ramona says to you, that shit is hurtful. You know, when she comes after you, she doesn't come after you, like, for surface things like, oh, you and your, like, dirty shoes or something.
No, you know,
she's like, you have no friends. You'll probably screw your husband up. You know, she'll go off on you in the middle of
what she really did was she said, you mentioned earlier, Erica, about Kingston is not as, as high-end as, you know.
So she was like, here are these beautiful, level. Your house is beautiful. Here's these wonderful candles, but you live in the hood. That's basically what she said.
Yeah. It's I would never buy south of the highway.
That is such a slap.
Exactly.
To me, that's such a slap. And that's so petty. And like that goes back to, for me, Real Housewives of New Jersey, congratulations on your newly redone home.
Right.
Remember that? Like, it's just so, it's a level of petty that's like, how old are we? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that type of stuff, I have a friend like this, and you know what I mean? That's its own thing. But like, I just reject that type of stuff.
She's the queen of the frenemy. You know what I mean?
Because even don't come at me with comments.
Exactly.
And make commentary.
I hate comments.
So are you going to tell Bryn about that porno movie that you did? Like, what?
You were on a bed. You had sex with a woman. You were on a waterbed topless.
I'm like, are you going to tell your 5-year-old
damn,
about
bitch.
That? Yes. Yeah,
so, no, here's the thing. It's like, you can make the comments, but eventually I'm going to turn around and snap at your ass. And you're not going to like it, and it's not gonna be like when Dorinda's like, oh, stop making that little face, and Ramona's like, it's gonna go straight into what they were really arguing about, and that's exactly what happened. Sometimes Ramona needs to be checked. Sometimes you need to check those people
with things like that. Like, sometimes I always grew up saying, like, you know, don't be afraid to call someone out about it, because then they'll think twice before they do it again.
Mm.
But someone like her at her age, I don't think you can teach her anything new.
True.
Waiter!
Excuse me. Oh my gosh. Dorinda, this episode, when she was imitating Luann, when she was imitating Ramona, is like the queen of improv. Like, I'm like, I want you on my troop, girl.
I know,
is the queen of the act out. Like, when she imitates them.
And I don't think she was drunk. Like, it was breakfast time.
No, she wasn't drunk. It was accurate.
It was great.
I was like, oh my
Dorinda
God.
Is back.
Love her.
With a vengeance.
Yes. Anything we want to add before we do the news and gossip? We excited about next episode?
I'm glad that it's ended now with the visit, you know, to that house. And we saw the round
house. Let's leave this round house.
I like to see them in the city and see what they're up to and stuff like that. So I want to get back to the city. I know we're only going to be there for a few minutes, though, because now we're going away to Miami.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm down with Miami.
What I do want to know, and because I think it's happened with Dorinda and the charity events, like for some reason, this whole season, Ramona has been on this like social climbing thing. Like it's like this other group of people that are better than these ladies. And I'm kind of like, well, show me these other people. Like, who are you talking about? Like, I feel like I need a little bit more information as to why Ramona is so pressed to be with them and so quick to diss these
women. Well, she says, like, I want to be with the hip, younger crowd. Like, she says she relates to younger people more. She is just a user. Yeah. She is all about the fad and the trend. It's all surface. Yeah. It's superficial. It's materialistic.
I'm here for it then, in a way, because if she's getting with this group of high society younger women, then bring one on the show and we'll see how close you really are.
Exactly.
There's a spot open.
That's fine. But the way that I look at it, because the way that Ramona is portrayed outside of the show is that she is really such a bitch and that she doesn't remember anybody. So even if you do meet her outside the show, like in a meeting or something professionally, then you see her at a party.
She has that friend in Mykonos. She ignores you. That friend in Mykonos. Yeah. Maybe the friend
who
in Mykonos
doesn't want a friend in Mykonos? Like, I would love to have a friend in Mykonos.
Exactly.
Let's go.
And wait a minute.
Lindsay's Beach Club.
Wait a minute. She's having another party with 30 other ladies that she can invite.
She's so wrong.
That
was so crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. Out of all those 30 people, get one of them in there, and then we can play into the whole social climbing storyline.
That's where she's going with it, but I need to see more. I need to get a grasp.
They are all using you to be on TV. You might as well hang with the people that you're already on TV with and like create some real drama. Yeah. Open up like you did tonight. Like, let's see the beautiful friendships. I like when the tequila flows. I like when you guys hit on each other and kiss each other. Like, it's fun. Okay. Mexico 3.0 all over again.
There is room, though, for one other housewife on this show. I'm not saying Carol's missed, but there's room for somebody else.
I know you're not saying that, so yes.
No, Carol.
There's room for somebody else.
Carol is not missed.
Carol is only missed so that she can fight with Bethany. Otherwise, I'm okay with her. But yeah, I actually like Carol, but
I actually wouldn't mind if Carol went to lunch with maybe Dorinda and somebody else, and we got a little like update.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a scene.
Exactly.
I'll take an update.
That's it, though.
I mean, Davidson did that.
Pop in for some Italian food or something, and she can like not eat because she doesn't eat that much.
I love a cameo.
Eileen Davidson did that last season with Erica. They had a little lunch by a pool.
Yeah,
she filled
her
in.
Exactly.
It was like four minutes. It was in a teaser, and that we were out.
I like a little teaser. I like a little appetizer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Keep us going. Let's move on to news and gossip.
All right, you guys. All right, move over, Comic-Con fans, because the real High Fives are coming. And Bravo announced its first ever BravoCon. It's happening in November 2019 in New York City, complete with stars from Real Housewives franchise, Southern Charm, Below Deck, Vanderpump Rules, Top Chef, and more.
I am so excited about this. Like, literally, Bravo has become my entire life, unfortunately. I have my own show. It's called It's Bravo Bitch with Hollywood Leanne. It's coming out next Wednesday. It's rebranded, refreshed, fresh new guests. You might want to check it out. I had to like weather the storm and go through it to come out to these beautiful rainbows at the end. It's going to be fantastic. And with this BravoCon coming, girl, I want a panel. I want my own panel on there. I talk about these ladies all the time. It's going to be fantastic to see Captain Lee and to see the girls from Southern Charm, because I don't like any of the guys, to see all the Real Housewives franchise. You know, maybe we'll see Ben. Maybe we'll meet Ben. It's literally going to be like a Bravo Disneyland. We have one here in West Hollywood that I've gone to plenty of times. But this is going to be
just Lisa Vanderpump's cheap venues. That's
I know. This is going to be totally different. It's going to be the whole kebab. So it's going to be really. How do we feel about this? And are we going? I think I'm going to be for sure going.
I'm definitely going to think about it because New York City is a good place to have it. Because I was you know, if it was like in Dallas, it was in Potomac, I might not be able to make it. But, you know,
I'm with you on that.
I'm like,
why couldn't they do it here then? We have to freaking buy a plane ticket.
Beverly Hills would have been nice too. I probably wouldn't have done New Jersey either. But New York, I probably will do. So
we
could
make a trip out of it.
Yes,
we
could.
Grant, do you think you'll go?
It depends who goes. I mean, I don't know. I think I'd feel kind of silly going, to be honest. I don't know. I think I'll report from the sidelines.
I don't know. Like, I think I could see you. I could see how anyone would feel that way.
Yeah.
But I think you would eventually get FOMO seeing every single person.
I have some ideas for them, though. You know, basically, I can see a great tie-in with Radio Andy. You know, they can have the host of that show host different panels and moderate different things.
Yeah.
Give everyone, like, a free month of Sirius. You know what I mean? Like, the people that go. You know, everyone gets those big bags. But basically, what they could do, and I think they could get any of these former housewives to do different panels of former housewives. Like, where are they now? What's going on? They're not doing anything else.
That would be cool.
Bring in, like, Peggy Sulahi, and if anybody cares what the 100th housewife is
still
doing.
She's in my DMs once in a while. Hi, Peggy.
I mean, you know, you could get her. There's a few New York strays. You know, there's a lot of New York strays out there. You know, even the OC ladies, God knows there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be cool to put several different panels of former ladies. That way, and I know that you'll have your current and all that, but I think it'd be interesting because where else are you going to get, like, a combination of, like, your Gretchen Rossi and, like, some jackass from New Jersey?
You'll get it on It's Bravo, bitch, here at AfterBuzz TV.
Or you could also get Real Housewives that have been totally canceled, like Miami, D.C., city, like, you know, all those people.
Like, we have to remember, D.C. got canceled on a very iconic reason. They broke into the White House and beat national security on Bravo national TV. Like, insane. And it wasn't even Trump land.
And Scottie Pippen's wife has since left him, so she can give us some
I'm
feedback.
I'm curious to know, like, there's so much they can do with this.
Yeah, I hope
they
really do it. It could be cool.
I'm curious to see who's going to show up. And also, who they're going to push forward. Are they going to give NeNe her own, like, day? Are they going to give Reza his own, like, floor?
No, well, I don't know. Here's the thing about it, is I was really thinking about this. There's a lot happening. Just the idea of it. And there's a lot of sharks. A lot of big personalities, a lot of type A. How are they going to really distribute this evenly? It's going to be like an upside down social calendar. The top going all the way to the bottom. But I think somewhere in the middle, Andy should give a little tiny platform to the people, or a little shout out section to the people that really have contributed.
Especially the independents.
All the people, podcasts, us included.
The independent blogs that are out there talking about every story. Real Housewives, I'm not affiliated with them, but they cover, like, every international house. They know everything that's going on. Yep. These are people that are really reality TV. You've got people writing full recaps week after week. I think there should be some love for the people who are supporting their brand.
Absolutely.
And especially the strong YouTubers, because there's definitely some YouTubers that are really, you know, that are really behind.
And us, hello.
Podcasters, Grants Hollywood Talk, 125 episodes.
Exactly. Hollywood Leanne would like an invite to BravoCon. Thank you very much.
We would.
I don't know what I feel like. I don't know how I feel about this, but there's a lot they could do with it. I'm curious to know how it's going to shake out. I bet that people have come to Bravo and NBC Universal. I don't know this for a fact or at all, but I bet people have pitched this to them enough times where they're like, okay, let's get, like, an independent company to just do this. Because I'm sure it's come up and come up. I've heard
it's a good,
like,
way to make money. This is a cash cow. Yeah. There's so many fans out there. There's a huge market. And you know what? We really appreciate you guys watching our show and chiming in, because, you know, we're a huge Bravo family out there. We like to keep it in the family. So make sure that if you are talking to your friends, let them know about our podcast. Let them know about It's Bravo Bitch with Hollywood Leanne, because it's going to be amazing. It's gone through a lot of transitions, lots of people in and out. It's all been fantastic. But it's all reached a fantastic point, and it's going to debut next week. So make sure to check it out. It's Bravo Bitch next Wednesday at 6 p.m. here at AfterBuzz TV. I am Hollywood Leanne, your host for Real Housewives of New York City. I can't do this without my panel. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I am Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-K-A-D as in Dora Edwards. And also, if you happen to watch Real Housewives of Potomac, I'm on that Sundays right here on AfterBuzz at 9 p.m.
And if you haven't already, I'd love for you to check out Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. I just had episode 125, where I really give my honest thought on Lisa Vanderpump, this transphobic comment, but basically her stance in the LGBT community. You know, I'm questioning, you know, I'm hearing a lot of what she's saying. I'm not seeing a lot of action. So I'm kind of calling her out about it. Let me know what you think.
I definitely want to listen.
Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast.
Yes. Yeah, make sure to listen. It's going to be good, and we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Bye,
AfterBuzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.